Yeah, the frustration is there. It's I know you might ask what causes it. Comrades don't. Sometimes they don't negotiate enough with your circumstances. You don't have to be a radical. You don't have to be a pushover. Even if you find middle ground, I can assure you, you'll come up with something better. But most of the time, we're either pushovers or we're attempting to be too radical. But you've got to negotiate your position on land. You've got to negotiate your position on gender, not to compromise the principle. But for example, I mean, the Cabral example, when he writes about the weapon of theory, he says, you can't, we know that in Cuba the revolution occurred, but we can't export this revolution to Guinea-Bissau. So what we can do is negotiate to learn from it, and to learn from that, and learn from that, and learn from that. It's the same with dealing with international capital or international donor organizations. You don't have to do what they're saying. You negotiate on the basis of principle. You say, look, comrade, this is what we have, and this is what you want. These are your interests, and these are ours. And we see the common ground is here, and the common ground is there. And let's negotiate. But too often, we're either just pushovers, or we're just unnecessarily too radical. And we don't... In the process, we lose our sense of purpose, placement in the struggle. Yeah.